Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Bellis Trainer. A lot of weapons on this Pittsburgh Steeler offense, Coach, starting with Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, it's a good place to start. Bell does a really great job. He's got great patience as a runner, and this is kind of a typical Bell run where he starts into the line and just sees the whole thing, sees where some space opens up, and this is a really good example right here of how the Steelers know who the back is, and they do a great job of finishing their blocks. And so this is Hubbard right here, number 74 on Williams, and as Bell starts back into the line and Williams starts to fall back into that gap, then Hubbard just takes his momentum and it just pushes him right past the line of scrimmage, and now Bell ends up taking it outside and getting around the corner for a touchdown. So it's Bell, but it's also these guys up front knowing the running back, knowing his style, and just if they just stay on their block and just, you know, keep pressure on the defender so he isn't free to go tackle the runner, then eventually, like here, Le'Veon can skip outside. So he gets the ball right here. There's space there. There's space here. You know, why does he go here instead of there? But, you know, that's why he's a great runner. And then as he starts to move here, as Williams falls back, then Hubbard just presses him into the line of scrimmage, and, you know, Pierce can't quite get off and make the play. It's a touchdown. So everybody's at the point of attack. Everybody's got to do a good job, and their offensive line is does an excellent job of finishing their blocks.
All right, so there he is on the inside, and this is part of, you know, nice thing with your backs, your ability to flex them out. This is where you cause problems.
Right, and you think about, well, they put Bell outside to get a mismatch on a linebacker. That usually isn't the case, actually. This guy's such a good receiver that, you know, everybody's going to put a pretty good defender on him. This is Jefferson, their starting strong safety. And, you know, that's Bell. It's not a mismatch. He's catching the ball on one of the starting DBs. Then after the catch, that's Mosley and Weddle. Again, two good football players.
Two best tacklers.
And he runs right through them and walks into the end zone. So, again, a very, very talented player, both running the ball, catching it after the catch. And he's good in blitz pickup, and he's a big, strong guy. He can make yards on the goal line.
All right, Coach, they do have a new rookie, number 19, Juju Smith-Schuster, and he plays a lot in the slot, right?
He does, and this is such an explosive offense. They have a lot of good players, a lot of explosive players, and this really highlights it in the Detroit game. It's 13-12. Pittsburgh's up by a point at the end of the third quarter. It's third down and 9 on the 3. So it looks like Detroit's going to get the ball back in good field position, down by 1, chance to go ahead in the fourth quarter, and it all changes on this play. So Smith in the slot. The Lions are playing man under, two deep, so they're the two deep safeties. Smith takes the outside release, runs the middle read, and then just runs away from all three guys.
It's a heck of a throw, too. Both safeties. I know, it's a great route. That's one heck of a throw, too.
Sure is.
Yeah.
But that's really what you're dealing with the Steelers. Literally, they can score from any spot on the field. They have such an explosive team. It's not just Brown and Bell. It's certainly those two guys, but, there's a lot of other guys, too. Bryant, Smith. McDonald, James, you can go right down the line.
All right, great spot, great atmosphere, 425 kick, national TV. Go get them, Coach.
Yeah, home game for you.
Yeah, home game for me. No, nothing's home. I'm a New Englander now. There you go. There's your Bellis Trainer with this guy. More Patriots All Access back right after this.